How a TVEX-V controls superheat. How a thermostatic expansion valve modulates refrigerant flow to hold evaporator superheat in a tight band. The three forces acting on the diaphragm, and why it self-corrects to load changes. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base. What it is. A thermostatic expansion valve TXV is the metering device that feeds liquid refrigerant into the evaporator. Its whole job is to hold one number steady. Evaporator superheat. Where a fixed piston just has a hole that flows whatever the pressure difference pushes through it. A TXV is an active valve that opens and closes on its own to keep the coil fed exactly right, no matter how the load changes. Think of it as a thermostat for refrigerant flow that lives on the suction line. It watches how cold or warm the suction gas is leaving the coil and adjusts the feed to match. How it works. The valve is a balancing act between three forces pushing on a diaphragm. The diaphragm is connected to a pin that opens or closes the valve port. Force 1. Bulb pressure opening force. A sensing bulb is clamped to the suction line near the coil outlet. The bulb is charged with a fluid, and the pressure inside attracts the temperature of the suction line. When the suction gas leaving the coil gets warmer, the bulb warms, its internal pressure rises, and it pushes the diaphragm to open the valve wider. More flow. Force 2. Equalizer pressure closing force. The pressure of the refrigerant actually in the evaporator pushes back on the bottom of the diaphragm. On an externally equalized valve, this is sensed through a small line tapped into the suction line downstream of the coil. On an internally equalized valve, it's sensed at the valve outlet. This force tries to close the valve. Force 3. Superheat spring closing force. An adjustable spring sets the baseline. This is the static superheat setting. Most factory TXVs come set somewhere in the 8 to 12 degrees range, and you usually leave them alone. Here's the key. The bulb pressure opening has to overcome the evaporator pressure plus the spring closing before the valve moves open. The difference between bulb temperature and evaporator saturation temperature is superheat, so the valve is mechanically built to hold a target superheat. If superheat climbs, the bulb wins and the valve opens to feed more. If superheat drops, the spring and equalizer win and the valve throttles back. It self-corrects continuously. In the field, you don't set a TXV the way you charge a piston system. The valve manages superheat itself, so you charge a TXV system to a target subcooling at the condenser, commonly around 8 to 12 degrees, but go by the data plate. The TXV's superheat is a result you verify, not a number you dial in by adding gas. To check that the valve is doing its job, take suction line temperature at the bulb location and suction pressure at the same point. Convert suction pressure to saturation temperature for the refrigerant. Subtract suction line temp minus saturation temp equals evaporator superheat. Compare against the expected band, typically 8 to 12 degrees at the coil for a healthy system at design conditions. If superheat sits in that band and stays put as the load shifts, the valve is working. Normal values and targets. Evaporator coil superheat with a TXV, roughly 8 to 12 degrees at the coil outlet at design load. Some valves run a touch lower or higher by design. Static superheat setting. Factory set, usually in the 8 to 12 degrees window. Don't chase it with adjustments unless you have a clear reason. Charge target on a TXV system. Subcooling, not superheat. Confirm on the unit's data plate. About 10 degrees is a common ballpark. Total superheat at the compressor will read higher than coil superheat because the suction line picks up heat on the way back. That's expected and not a charging fault. Common faults and what they mean. Superheat steady and in band. Subcooling correct. Valve healthy. Charge correct. Superheat steady but high. Subcooling low. Likely undercharge. Not a valve problem. The valve is open trying to feed a coil that isn't getting enough liquid. Superheat steady but high. Subcooling normal slash high, points toward a starved coil from a restriction or a valve underfeeding stuck partly closed, lost bulb charge. Superheat, very low or near zero, suction line sweating hard or frosting back to the compressor, valve overfeeding flooding. Bulb contact problem, oversized valve or stuck open. Superheat swinging up and down on a cycle. The valve is hunting. See the separate article on hunting vs stuck, tech tips and gotchas. Bulb mounting is everything. A loose, dirty, or poorly insulated bulb reads the wrong temperature and the valve chases a ghost. Clamp it tight to clean copper at 4 or 8 o'clock on a horizontal suction line, not the bottom, where oil pools, and not the top. Then insulate it. A bad bulb mount causes more bad TXV misdiagnoses than actual bad valves. External equalizer must be open and connected. A pinched or capped equalizer line makes the valve throttle closed and starve the coil. If you replace a valve, that equalizer line has to be reconnected and clear. A TXV masks an undercharge to a point. because the valve opens to compensate. You can be low on charge and still get acceptable superheat at the coil. That's why you charge by subcooling, which exposes the missing liquid. Don't condemn the valve first. Bulb contact, equalizer, a plugged inlet screen, and charge all Mimica bad TXV. Rule those out before you cut one out. Safety/code notes. Recover refrigerant per EPA 608 before opening the system to replace a valve. Venting is illegal. Reclaim/recovery and technician certification requirements fall under federal refrigerant rules. Subpart F. When brazing in a new valve, flow nitrogen to prevent oxidation inside the lines and follow standard hot work precautions.